Jayla.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Emily, Youth Voices Manager here at WSKG.
And this is The Other Side.
Hey, we're here with Unity. Welcome. Hi, who are you? Tell me about yourself.
I'm Jayla. I'm a senior in Union Endicott High School.
I am Charlotte, and I am also a senior at Union Endicott High School.
Hey, we're going to talk about voting. Are you registered to vote?
I am not, because I am not old enough.
I am, but I was not able to participate in this most recent election.
How did you go about registering to vote?
When I went to go get my state ID, they had the little thing on the panel to just sign up for voter registration. And I did, and then they sent me a whole bunch of mail to confirm that I was registered to vote.
Did you find that overwhelming?
Not really, because I get a whole lot of mail normally. Especially now that we've moved and we have to figure out everything from, like, the cars and the house. It's just a lot to go through, but we get through it.
Did you ask adults for help or did you figure it out on your own?
I figured it out on my own.
Does that make you excited about the process or nervous?
A little nervous, but I feel like I will be fine when it happens.
Who would you go to ask for help?
Probably my mom. I feel like she has a lot of, like, random information that she'll know, so it can help me.
If you were curious to go on the internet, where would you head to find out something?
Probably Google and then just see, like, check out different websites and see, like, what's the constant responses that it gives me.
Well, anything that's .gov.
Yeah, the government websites might be beneficial because they give it out in just flat instructions.
Tonight, I love a straightforward instruction. So nice. Really, really helpful. So what do you think about voting?
I think it's a very stressful process. It takes a lot of research. Just depending on the type of voter you are, it can be a lot. And it's very confusing to get into.
I agree. I feel like it's very overwhelming as well, especially with today's media being super fast-paced. And you can't really fact-check it as easily, I feel like.
Is fact-checking really important?
To me, it is. Because I don't like just going off on a whim, like, oh, whoever said this. And I'm like, I don't like that. I need to research it and see if it's true, especially if it's someone that's going to make big decisions.
Do you feel nervous knowing that people are making big decisions and you can't have a say in that yet?
Yes, but I also know that I can peacefully protest and try my best to get my vote, my opinions across.
Now that I have a bit of a say, feels a bit better, but it's still a lot. I feel like I need to constantly reach out and make sure that they know the thoughts of the people. Like reaching out to the Congress people especially is important for them to know what is the biggest problem for people.
Do you feel like in school you were given good instruction on how to go about reaching out to people, or is that information you found outside of school?
I think it's outside of school that I found out because my dad really taught me how to do that and navigate through that. School a little bit, but not on purpose. Like it wasn't like a set unit.
The Other Side is a production of 4-H Unity and WSKG Youth Voices. You can find more of us at wskg.org/theotherside or wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producers are Brianna Moreno and Kelly Mabee. Community educators, Terrence Barcliff, Aaron Every, and Dave Itwilliger. Sound engineering by Seth Nichols. Executive producer is Christine Dempsey, and producer, Emily Swan. Thank you to our fellow teen leaders for feedback and support. See you next time on The Other Side.